Funeral. I have one tomorrow, Friday.
If you need a cough drop, then.
Good evening, everybody. Today is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is the reorganization meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Huntington Review on December 6th, 2023. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Would everyone please stand and raise a flag, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our service and veterans.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At the election held on November 7th, 2023, two three-year Township Committee seats were open. The Board of Canvassers of Hunterdon County have determined Dave Adakowski and Thomas McKee were duly elected to the Township Committee. I would like to invite Ms. Susan Soloway, Hunterdon County Commissioner's Deputy Director, to join us to perform the oath of office for Committeeman Thomas McKee and Committeeman Dave Adakowski. Who wants to go first?
Left hand. That's right. I was going to do it.
Repeat after me. I, Thomas McKee,
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States in this state under the authority of the people and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the Township Committee member in the Township of Lebanon County of Hunterdon State of New Jersey according to the best of my ability so help me God.
Who do you want to hold the Bible for you?
Well, you can you hold the Bible while you're doing? I'll hold it for you. Want me to hold it for you?
You do it, Mayor.
It would be an honor.
It was.
I've done it before.
Not too long ago.
Do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States in this state under the authority of the people and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the Township Committee member in the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, according to the best of my ability. So help me God.
Here.
Ms. Kohler.
Here.
Mr. Wender.
Here.
Mr. McKee.
Here.
All right. Committee, may I have a nomination for the 2024 Lebanon Township Mayor? I'd
like to nominate the Mayor, Bev Kohler.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Tom and I are always vying for seconds.
All right. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Congratulations.
Here we go again.
I would like to invite back Ms. Susan Soloway, Hunterdon County Commissioner, Deputy Director, to join us to perform the oath of office for Ms. Beverly Kohler, Mayor.
Somebody's got to hold the Bible for her.
Marie. It's been a crazy week.
I, Beverly Kohler.
I, Beverly Kohler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform.
All the duties of Township Mayor.
All the duties of Township Mayor.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
You too. Congratulations to you too.
We'll have to catch up, yes.
You got one more, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to say congratulations.
Okay. I'll give you my thanks. So now I take over.
Mayor, so. I'm handing the meeting over to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Do I have a nomination for Deputy Mayor?
I would like to motion for Brian Wonder to assume the role of Deputy Mayor for Lebanon Township.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, Sue is coming back.
It's almost like going to Catholic Church.
I know. I was laughing before people were mayor when I wasn't mayor yet. That's what was good. That was curious.
It was live.
I, Brian Wonder, do solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
the Constitution of the State of New Jersey,
and that I will bear true faith and allegiance,
and bear true faith and allegiance
to the same, and to the governments established in the United States,
and to the governments established in the United States,
in this state,
under the authority of the people,
and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform. All the duties of Township Deputy Mayor.
All the duties of Township Deputy Mayor.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Brian.
First off, I wanted to recognize we all know Susan Soloway now, Deputy Commissioner Soloway. She's up and down, you know, doing all of the oaths tonight. But I also want to recognize Assemblyman and Minority Leader John DeMeo. Where did you go? There you are. And also Assemblyman Eric Peterson. There you are. Okay. And I hate to start on a sad note, but I have to. I don't know those of you who know that Gail Glassoff passed away this week. She was our planning board clerk, board of adjustment secretary. And I wanted to just mention that we lost a longtime colleague and friend when Gail passed away on December 27th. She was employed by Lebanon Township almost 37 years, just shy of 37 years.
And as a legacy member of the municipal team, her knowledge of the township and its land use over the years can never be replaced. She loved and lived for her job, and her presence will be missed. And if I know Gail, she will be watching over us and guiding us from a distance. And then with that, I just wanted to talk about some remarks just in general. 2023 can be summed up best by a statement made by Committeeman McKee. Rough seas. I never forgot that. Lots of change and the challenges that go along with change. It's been a challenging year from both an operational and a staffing standpoint, but as I mentioned at last year's reorganizational meeting, it will take the collective talent of every cog in Lebanon Township's wheel to tackle our challenges. And it did. I can honestly say that teamwork, partnership, trust, innovative thinking, dedication, and some fun along the way carried us through 2023. Some highlights of our accomplishments is that we had a balanced budget with a 1.9% tax increase, the fifth consecutive year that we've been able to keep the municipal portion of the tax increase below 2%. Our 2023 tax rate is 0.3052 per 100 of assessed value, which is remaining close to the 2022 rate of 2.995 per that $100 of value on the average home, which is $22.17 per $100 of value. We continue to pay down our debt and not take on new debt. Our debt at the end of 2022 was $625,000. It's almost half of that as we're ending the year 2023. Through conservative fiscal strategy, proactive planning, and great stewardship, Lebanon Township's municipal budget is on firm financial footing as we enter 2024. There are challenges ahead due to inflation and other factors that will put pressure on our budget, but with some creativity, our goal is to stay on that same firm footing. It's going to take all of us to put our heads together. Some of the other major accomplishments in the area of IT, information technology, the migration of our existing township website and modernization to a portable and flexible template. So if anything goes wrong, we can change the host. It's a lot easier. It used to be done in code, but nobody does that anymore. It's now a template that you can transfer to a different host if you wanted to leave GoDaddy, for example. Complete overhaul and upgrade of the township's computer hardware and software, including servers, that should have been done at least 5 years ago. It was like birthing a baby. It took like 9 months to get that done. Then the seamless migration of our tax collector software to a new company when the old company announced on short notice that they were going out of business. Township email IDs were issued to all volunteers in order to better protect the volunteers and the township. Contract with our phone company was renegotiated to save the township money without compromising service and also modernizing certain operations in the process. In personnel, there were retirements, resignations, and new appointments both in staffing and professionals, and as I mentioned, a final farewell to one of our employees. We have a new supervisory structure that was put in place and communicated to the municipal staff and volunteers. There was change on the township committee as one committeeman resigned and another took an oath to serve in early December. The PBA agreement was finalized, and the employee manual and volunteer policies handbook are in the final draft stages. Looking ahead to 2024, the words that come to me are efficiency, shared services, grants, staffing will be front and center, continue on a firm course with the budget, complete the employee manual and volunteer policies, review a lot of our ordinances just to bring them to where they need to be, because we're finding things as we go through the ordinances that aren't quite right, and to continue to recruit volunteers for existing openings. So that's all I have to say. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Let's hope it's going to be a good one. And I'd like to go down the list if there are any remarks that each committee person would like to make.
Well, you said most of it. I do want to warn people it's going to be a tough year for us to maintain the budget this year because of everything that Beverly just talked about, inflation in general, and wages may have to go up. So be aware. Mm-hmm. Nothing we can do.
Mm. Anything you'd like to...
I'd just like to say thank you to the residents of the town, first of all, for trusting me to be your municipal chairman of the Republican Party and then my appointment to the committee. But I really was impressed by how the town came together
on a whole bunch of issues that hit us last year, and I want to thank all of you for getting involved and being there. So that's from my heart. I love when the way this town works and the people care. Doesn't happen very often. So thank you.
Happy New Year.
I'd like to echo a few words that Bev has said that I think are very important to my colleagues here and as far as all the other boards, commissions, liaison positions, standing committees, is teamwork, trust, and partnership. I think that really is where this committee has come through, but I'd like to add also the leadership. I think under Bev's leadership and Brian adding to this leadership, I think we are in a good place right now where we're going. And I like the new look and new feel of the committee. So it's changed, and I can feel that we're going to move forward. So other than that, I wish everyone a healthy and happy New Year.
Okay. Can I get a motion to open the public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker, agenda items only?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 So what we're going to go right into is the resolutions. These are basically, most resolutions reestablish the procedures on an annual basis. It's just standard business practice for the reorganization meeting. We're going to treat these in groups as a consensus agenda vote, unless anyone would like to discuss certain ones individually, and they're broken down into categories. So we're going to start with professional services, which is resolution 01-2024, authorizing the award of professional service contracts without competitive bidding for the calendar year 2024. And what this does is appoints Mark Roselli for a second term, Bryce Good from Finelli Consulting Engineers as our Township Engineer, Jessica Caldwell Dykstra of Caldwell Associates as our Planner, Anthony Ardito of Ardito & Company as our Auditor, Steve Rogut of Rogut McCarthy, a Professional Service Contract for the Bond Council for calendar year 2024, Matt Bonaventura of Grondyke Associates is hereby awarded a Professional Service Contract as the Insurance Agent for 2024, Tara St. Angelo of Gebhardt & Kiefer is awarded the contract for a tax attorney. Excuse me. Tax attorney for the calendar year 2024. Victor DeSanto is hereby awarded a professional service contract and appointed Township of Lebanon appraiser for the calendar year 2024. And Pamela Matthews is hereby awarded a professional... oh, what's going on? There's like dust up here. Professional service contract for tax map maintenance.
Do you have water?
I have water, yeah.
Okay.
take a break.
I was good all day. So, does anybody have any comments? I have plenty. I bring them all the time, but thank you.
No, but I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 01-2024. Authorizing the award of professional service contracts without competitive bidding for the calendar year 2024.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, so then the next are our general yearly resolutions. This would be 02 through 15, 2024. And they are for approving the temporary municipal budget for the calendar year. Let me go through them. You can just see it. The temporary municipal budget consists of 26.25% of the 2023 budget of $7,086,467. And next up is the resolution setting the annual meeting schedule for the township meetings for calendar year 2024. That's 03-2024. 04-2024 is a resolution designating the official newspapers for the calendar year 2024, which is the, you have it here, the Hunterdon Review, Hunterdon County Democrat, are designated as official newspapers, and official notices may also be published in the Express Times, Newark Star-Ledger, and the Courier News to meet time requirements. Next up, we have The resolution 05-2024, which is authorizing interest rate and penalties on delinquent property tax payments for the calendar year. And basically what this does is it fixes the interest rate for non-payment of taxes following the statutory rate of 8% for the first 1,500 and then 18% per annum on any amount over 1,500 to be calculated from the day the tax was payable. It also establishes a grace period and establishes that there will be no charge on computed interest under a dollar, and it establishes a flat penalty of 6% per annum for any amount over $10,000 delinquency at year end. Resolution 06 authorizes the cancellation of property tax balances or delinquencies in the amount of $5 or less for calendar year 2024, and this allows the tax collector to cancel property tax credit and or delinquency of less than $5 without seeking further action by the Township Committee, so we don't have to vote on that. 07 is a resolution authorizing the filing of corrective appeals for the calendar year. And let's see, 08 is designated certain officials to sign documents for the calendar year. For some reason, 08 is not in here. Oh, there it is. Yeah, certain documents. Okay, 09 is resolution authorizing the chief financial officer to issue certain checks and remit payroll taxes for calendar year 2024. And basically this is authorizing the CFO to issue certain checks and remit the payroll to the state of New Jersey, payments to the county of Hunterdon, Lebanon Township Board of Education, and to remit federal withholding and Social Security taxes. Resolution 10-2024 is designating township depositories for public monies and other funds collected in calendar year 2024, which basically establishes our banks and depositories. PNC Bank is one of our primary, also PPAC Gladstone, TD Bank, and the New Jersey Cash Management Fund are also designated depositories. Number 11 is adopting a cash management plan for the calendar year 2024. This establishes the various procedures and requirements for how the township holds its cash, and we do take a conservative approach to holding our cash. Number 12, 2024, is a resolution establishing a return check fee for calendar year 2024 of $20. Resolution number 13 is authorizing the cancellation of tax sale certificates for 2024, and this also authorizes that the mayor and tax collector be duly authorized individuals to endorse the cancellation of tax sale certificates. Resolution 14-2024 is a resolution authorizing the submission of the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection recycling tonnage grant application for the calendar year. And tonnage grants are the recycling grants that are used to encourage local source separation and recycling programs in the township. This endorses the submission of recycling tonnage grant application to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection and designates Joanne Fasinelli to ensure that the application is properly filed. She is our recycling coordinator. And that leaves us to Resolution 15-2024, which is the last in the bunch of the general yearly resolutions, authorizing approval of raffles to certain organizations pursuant to statute and granting the township clerk the authority to process the raffle applications. And they are firms that use the raffles a lot, so this way it doesn't require a committee vote all the time. It's for a select group of organizations: Voorhees Vikings Booster Club, St. John Newman Church, Voorhees High School PTSO, the Friends of Memorial Park, and Highbridge PTO. So with that, unless anybody wants to pull any resolutions out to talk about them committee discussion, can I get a motion to approve resolutions 02-2024 through 15-2024, general yearly resolutions?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have resolutions for certain appointments that we're going to table one of these resolutions. I'll tell you why when I get to it. Number 16-2024 is a resolution appointing a municipal court professionals for the calendar year 2024. Now, I don't know how you want to handle the TBD. Do we know yet?
I don't know.
Can we appoint a TBD for all of the other appointment. Scott Mitzner is Clinton Town.
That's their appointment, though, right? They want you to confirm their appointments.
That's how they work.
Mm-hmm. So, right, they're... I mean,
so they just don't know who is
correct.
Flipping.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I thought this had to do with the owing financial data to them.
No. Okay. What happens is when you have a shared court,
mm-hmm.
what the administrative court requires the municipalities that participate to affirm those appointments mm-hmm. by the home municipality.
Okay. So then we have Resolution 17-2024, appointing deputy emergency management coordinators for the calendar year 2024. And we have Police Sergeant Robert Plimpton and Ken Burke from the fire department, and they're qualified for this position, are appointed deputy emergency management coordinators. Number 18 is going to be tabled because, I'll get a motion to take. I'll tell you why, and then you can... I'll make the motion. It's appointing Carolyn Budd as qualified purchasing agent for the calendar year. We want to do this. We're not going to do a shared service with Holland Township for their QPA. However, we found out we don't have an ordinance. So we have to table this.
We do.
Now, I asked Carolyn, do I table it indefinitely?
No.
She said no, because the number's going to stay the same.
Correct.
So we're just going to table it.
All right. What we'll do is for the next meeting, I'll have the ordinance establishing the QPA position.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the same night that we adopt it, which would be the second meeting after the introduction, we'll have the resolution.
Let me ask you this. We didn't need that when we had a shared service agreement? We didn't need an ordinance? I just wanted...
It is my opinion that yes, you need the ordinance.
This is what I mean when I said we have to look at our ordinances. I'm sitting up, or
lack of ordinance.
Did you see my cough drop just took off?
I think this
anyway.
Let me save that for you.
Oh, this is going to be one heck of a night. Let me tell you. Okay, so
statute doesn't distinguish how you have your QPA.
All right, we'll move on from there. So then we have resolution number 9. Okay, here we are with Carolyn again. 19-2024, appointing Carolyn Budd as the municipal housing liaison for calendar year 2024. And then we have this has to do with the affordable housing. It's required to appoint a full or part-time municipal housing liaison to administer Lebanon Township's affordable housing program and enforce the statutory requirements, which she's qualified to do. Then we have Resolution 2024, appointing Carolyn Budd as the public agency compliance officer for the year. And this is, she calls it the PACO, required appointment of someone to ensure equal employment in public contracts, must be an officer or employee of the township. So what I need here is a motion. First of all, should I have a motion to table that one ordinance? We'll make that, or do you want me
do a motion to approve 16, 17, 19, and 20.
Yeah.
And including the motion to table 18, 20, 24 until what meeting would that be?
February 7th.
27.
I'll make that motion as described by the township attorney.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have three resolutions that are tied to insurance. Resolution number 21-2024 is to join/renew the statewide insurance fund. And we went through a massive application process in September, because every 3 years you have the opportunity to change insurance carriers. We went through the process, and we're happy with where we are with statewide insurance. Next up is 22-2024, appointing statewide insurance fund commissioner for the fund year 2024. And that is, hang on 1 second here.
Risk management.
That's coming up. It's coming up. Let's see. 22-2020. Yeah, statewide insurance fund for the year. Let me just see. This authorized the renewal of Lebanon Township's participation in a joint insurance fund with statewide with many other municipalities in New Jersey. 2022, or 22-2024 is a resolution appointing statewide insurance fund commissioner and alternative fund commissioner for the fund year. And this authorizes, since I'm going to be liaison into insurance, I put myself as the fund commissioner, and Warren Gabriel, because he deals a lot with the insurance as well with his equipment. He's usually the alternate fund commissioner, so he will be, as a DPW manager, the alternate fund commissioner. And this is required by the joint fund bylaws. And I did look this up. The fund commissioner acts as a liaison between the member municipality and the fund and represents the town's interest. It may involve meeting attendance, regular safety, finance, claims, strategic planning, coverage, et cetera. So it's, there is a role to that that we appoint every year. And next up is 23-2024, resolution appointing a risk management consultant for the fund year. And this is this authorized the appointment of Groendike Associates in Lebanon Township as the risk management consultant. And the bylaws, again, require it. Now, did we make a change to the title on this?
It's not the resolution of the bylaws.
Okay, all right. Okay, so the non-fair and open was not?
It's in the agreement.
Okay, it's in the agreement. Okay, that's good. And then so now I need a motion to approve resolutions 21-2024 through 23-2024 for insurance.
I'll make that motion to approve resolutions 21-2024 through 23-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then lastly, we have in our resolution category, resolution number 24-2024, supporting individual rights and affirming the protection of those rights for calendar year 2024. And some of you may have been here, but we had an at-length discussion during the 2022 reorg to make it acceptable and bring it to where it is, a very lengthy discussion. It recognizes that we support the Constitution and Bill of Rights and the protections afforded to all people. It will be circulated to employee and volunteer groups within the township. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 24-2024 supporting individual rights?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, there's a fun part. We get to list appointments. So we're going to go down the list of the appointments. Annual one-year appointments. Deputy Clerk Kim Jacobus. Assessment Search Officer Carolyn Budd. Municipal Housing Liaison Carolyn Budd. A DPW Assistant Supervisor Kevin Rivers. Fire Official is vacant at this point. Fire Inspector, we have an interim inspector of Sean Smith, but that will become a vacancy soon. Open Space Coordinator is vacant. OEM Deputy is Robert Plimpton, as mentioned. OEM Deputy Ken Burke. Special Class Officer 2, Alan Garacy. Police Matron is vacant. Official Tax Searcher is Anne-Marie Sylvia, our Tax Collector. Issuer of Subdivision Certificates is Kimberly Jacobus, our Deputy Clerk. State Historian is vacant. PERC Witness, Joseph Modulewski. PERC Witness Alternate, Kurt Hoffman. Public Agency Compliance Officer, Carolyn Budd. Recycling Coordinator, Joanne Fasinelli. Recycling Coordinator Assistant, Jan Gibbous. Can I get a motion to approve those annual one-year appointments as stated?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have boards, committees, and commissions. The Board of Health consists of the Township Committee, the Tax Assessor, and a health professional, and also the secretary is the Municipal Clerk. So that's Tom McKee, Abe Abakowski, Brian Wonder, Jay Wojcik, Beverly Kohler, Erica Brandmeier, Patricia Payne, and Carolyn Budd. And so we don't have to do anything there. And then at the first meeting, the reorg meeting for the Board of Health, which whenever we have our first application, we will appoint the chairman, and usually it's the newest person because it gives you experience in how to run meetings. So it's good. Do you want to take that as a single vote? Do you want me to just go through the list?
Yeah, you can go through the list and then take him as a single vote.
Historians, one-year term, Victor Hoffman, Nina Savoia, Susan Donovan, Lori Hoffman, Maria Nacarado, Lou Baldino, Jean Lang, Heidi McKee, and Laramie Silver, one-year term. Library Commission is Barbara O'Rourke, Jan Gibbous, Melanie Ryan, Debbie Bernardo, Dawn Peterman, Victor Hoffman, and Patty Wentz. Park Committee, one-year term, Kimberly Jacobus, Joanne Letters, Greg Cahill, Anthony Confortini, Douglas Springer, Michael Falconeri, Drew DePalma, Hunter Cryan, Kate Monahan, Heidi McKee, and Jane Kent. Can I get a motion to approve the appointments for the Board of Health, Historians, Library Commission, and Park Committee?
Just one note for, I'm sorry, Ms. McKee will abstain relative to...
Yes, because...
You can vote, but abstain for your spouse for the appointments.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Just easier for me to abstain.
Okay.
It is true. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Representative to Solid Waste Advisory Committee, that's the SWAC term there. It's a one-year term. That's vacant. Musconetcong River Management Council, one-year term. Nancy Lawler, liaison. Sharon Petzinger, alternate. Ag Advisory Committee, one-year term. Adam Ambielli, Al Nagy, and Gary Milkowski. Can I get a motion to approve the appointments for the representative to SWAC, Musconetcong River Management Council, and Ag Advisory Committee?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is planning board members, and most are mayoral appointments, but one is a township committee vote. I'm going to put myself in mayoral appointment as the mayor designee for the Class 1 term expiring 12/24, because I've been on the planning board for a couple of years and there's a lot going on. I want to continue with that. The continuity is good. Mayoral appointment, Michael Falconeri, term expires 12/24, so I appoint him to that. Now, here's the township committee vote. He was a Class 2, by the way, Mike Falconeri. Class 3 Township Committee appointment is a committee person, and that term expires 12/24. It's a one-year term. I'd like to nominate Abe Abakowski for that term for the same reason, the continuity on the planning board. Can I get... Yeah. Oh, okay. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is a Class 4 mayoral appointment, E.J. Skidmore, four-year term, expires December of 2027. Class 4 alternate 2 mayoral appointment, Paul Gamm, two-year term, expires December of the 2025. Next up is Board of Adjustment members, Township Committee appointment. This is a Township Committee appointment.
You'll need a motion for these appointments.
Okay, so can I get a motion to nominate Thomas Sachs for a four-year term expiring 12/27?
You can do them.
Do them all together. at the same time? Okay. They're all Class 4 appointments. One's an alternate. So these are all Class 4 appointments. Thomas Sachs, four-year term, expires 12/27. Derek Porcino, four-year term, expires 12/27. We have Matt Wells, who's going to come in four-year, unexpired term, expires 12/24. And a vacant four-year unexpired term. It's vacant. We don't have anybody for that yet. And Derek Van Doren, he's the alternate Class 4, two-year term, expires December of 25. Can I get a motion to approve the Class 3? Where is it here? The Class 4. Oh, Class 3 appointment for the Planning Board and the Board of Adjustment appointments as stated.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then we have some more mayoral appointments. Recreation, we have three vacancies, a five-year term expiring 12/28. We have a vacancy, alternate number 1, two-year term expiring 12/25, and a vacancy, alternate number 2, two-year term expiring 12/24. Environmental and Open Space, again, this is a mayoral appointment. I'm going to appoint Sharon Petzinger again. She's doing a great job as the chair. Marty, she's a one-year term, expires 12/24. Marty Collette, three-year term, expires 12/26. Linda Ryan, three-year term, expires 12/26. Constance Grill, three-year term, expires 12/26. And then there's a vacant alternate number 1, two-year term, expires 12/25. Can I get a motion to approve the appointments for the Recreation, Environmental, and Open Space Commission?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 So then we're up to the liaison roles, 2024 liaison roles and positions. I have Abe Babakowski as administration, organizational strategy and development, HR policies and procedures. He's been doing a great job with that. Planning board class 3, municipal coordinator of Hunterdon County Services. I've put myself, as mentioned before, planning board class 1. I'm going to take back local schools, insurance, and administration in an operations role, the day-to-day activities that go on here that people can come to me and I can work with the clerk on, and also legal. I'm going to take on legal matters as well. And then Committeeman McKee will have finance, fire department, COA, that's the Affordable Housing, Municipal Court, Environmental and Open Space Commission, Highlands Council, historians, and museum, but I want Tom to partner with buildings and grounds because Brian's going to, we need to work together. Jay, you're going to have a library, recreation commission, park committee, IT. I'm going to, now that the big part of the IT is done, I know you have that in your background, so I'm just going to, for the day-to-day things that have to be done, you can take care of that. So you'll work with the Educational Services Commission and also with Carolyn and Kim if issues come up. Brian, DPW Buildings and Grounds, Police Department, Emergency Management, FEMA, Engineering, because that's very close to the DPW, Zoning Officer, Veterans Haven, Food Pantry, and Relocation Assistance Officer. And I do want to make one comment that Tom is going to be liaison into finance. I'm also going to work with him because we did lose a good finance person that left this committee. Yeah. But I expect everybody on this committee needs to know these numbers inside out. But Tom and I already have scheduled a meeting with the CFO, was it the 11th of January, I think, and we're going to start having regular meetings to really come up to speed on everything that's going on with the budget. Not a lot of money there, and we need to really use it wisely in planning. Township contracts agreements, none at this time. Can I get a motion to confirm the appointments as stated?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Presentation of the vouchers is up next. I think you might have one, Abe.
Yes, I have one for, who is this for?
School.
School. School. Is this a school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Lebanon Township Board of Education for $1,142,287.60.
Okay, that's it.
That's all I got.
And I don't think anybody else has any.
No.
Total bill list for the period ending January 3rd, 2024 is $1,142,287.60. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
Moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 With that, I'd like to open it up to get a motion to open a public comment limited to 3 minutes on anything anybody would like to speak about.
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
We've
got to
close it.
Oh, we've got to close the public comment first. Okay.
Close public comment.
Did you second?
Yeah.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And thank you all for joining.
That's it. Happy New Year.